brought up in a Polish, Italian, Jewish neighborhood, a really conglomerate of things. My room was right underneath the train, no more than 20 foot away from the elevator train. Cold water, flat, and the bakery was downstairs that made the most wonderful bread. And your doors were left open. You didn't have to lock your doors. I mean, nobody bothered you. It was an honor. It was really an honor. It was war times, but it was a good time. Everything was for the war. Everybody was so into that. When I was 9 years old, I heard these stories of the torture that the Americans went through. Went to see what it felt like. I drove a splinter off my nail. It was quite painful. I ran away from home. I was 14, but I looked like 17. We were on our way to Florida to see our friend Gollum. He only had the money to get to Georgia, Augusta, Georgia, and we figured we would hitchhike. We got picked up for vagrancy, spent 90 days in jail. This friend of mine, I was trying to be big shot, and he told them we were running away from New York because we robbed a jewelry store. And I had a fight with him. And they threw me in the dungeon. 15 days, bread and water. The only thing was there was a little cigarette hole that you could look at. It faced a woman's ward. My mother, father, my brother sent me plane fare coming back. Come back. And I thought I was going to get the biggest beating of my life. But my father didn't hit me. And it was shocked that he didn't hit me this time. Maybe because he thought maybe I was a man. That was the last time he ever hit me. But before that. A magic day he passed my way. I guess during that period of time, all the mothers told the fathers when they came home how bad we were and we got beat. And maybe that's why he followed through with me too. I don't know. The greatest thing. I don't remember ever receiving any love from my mom. I just don't think he knew how to show love or affection. He never played ball with me. He never sat me on his lap. He never talked to me. He never did anything but discipline me when I did something wrong. My father worked very hard. He was a good man. He was a good man. Every emotional experience somebody has, a real deep about, there's a change in the person. I'm not giving you an idea. When I was a kid, I stole toy soldiers because I didn't have money. And I had an army in the house. And I used to play war games with myself. And I got caught. And I swore I would never steal again. All right. And I didn't. Up until the time that when I stole a car, that first night I got caught, ran the street jail. I've never taken another thing since then. Never stole another thing. I became one of the most honest persons. You know, even in business, it changed my whole thing in life. You know.
They loved to run. He loved to run. They were always running, 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 running. They were active all the time. Bye, bye, bye. Gerard, Jerry, 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 Father, Jerry.
We were always fighting.
Jerry, and they were always fighting.
We were always fighting.
They were always fighting. They were always fighting. They were active. All,
we
it was always
fighting.
An honor. There was always,
we always
an
fighting.
Honor.
But it was always an honor. You know what I'm saying?
Bye, bye, bye. You know what I'm saying?
Bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye.
There was a boy. We were always fighting.
We like to sing. There was a boy.
But it was always an honor. You know what I'm saying?
There was a boy. And it was always an honor. And it was always
but there was always an honor.
There was always an honor.
We were always fighting.
There was really an honor. I love to run. And something and be some kind of pioneer. Anyway, on their first date, Mom never showed up. I mean, it wasn't Mom, it was Dad, actually. He got caught robbing that car, and he wound up in the Raymond Street jail, but Mom waited for him. He waited, but the way he got out of that one was he went into the Navy. He went into the Navy, and he loved Scotland because it was so very clean. It was incredibly clean, and Dad thought, isn't it amazing? You don't see any cigarette butts lying on the floor like you do in Brooklyn. I mean, this was a very clean place. Well, anyway, he came back from Scotland for a little break. They eloped. He was only 17 and she was 21. They went to North Carolina, got married, and he went back to Portugal. He didn't like it very much at all because Portugal was a very dirty place. I mean, it was really dirty in Portugal. Well, he found a way out. He got out of Portugal. He went home. He got home. And they lived on Fountain Avenue.
Oh!
Richard was born, and Karen was born. I was already born, and we moved to 544 Hemlock Street. Sounds coming out of everyone's apartment and racing into our house. Sounds from everywhere. Sounds. You could see all these other people in the courtyard. You could wave at all the people in the courtyard. And we had 4 kids in our family, and we had 4 rooms, 2 bedrooms. One of them was coral colored, and the other one was lilac. There was a kitchen with copper and turquoise stenciled walls. But it was the living room. It was the living room. It was.
Is a beautiful thing as long as I hold the string. Life is a beautiful thing. Life is a beautiful thing as long as I hold the string. Life is a beautiful thing. Is a beautiful thing as long as I hold the string.
No, they can't take. take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't. No, they can't. No, they can't. No, they can't. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Very, very hard. And he worked very, very hard. And Mom would always tell him how great he was. And we would always tell him how great he was. And he'd start a new business. And we'd tell him how great he was. And he worked very, very hard. He worked very, very hard.
I 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 worked very, very hard. I worked very, very hard. I worked very, very hard.
Very, very hard. And we danced. And the last time I remember seeing him at 544 Hemlock Street, he was in the coral-colored bedrooms. He'd just been lifting up a lot of gas ranges and steel doors and refrigerators and bathtubs, and he dropped something on his finger one time, and he was lying on the bed in the coral-colored room, and his finger was broken, and he was lying on the bed, and there was a slight smell of alcohol in the room, and he was lying on the bed, and he worked very, very hard.
And the salvage business is always fighting for every, fighting all the vandals. So we really had to police our own area, you know, when we were. I mean, you bought the area, and you took everything out of the houses as you were, carried bathtubs and sinks, refrigerators and gas.
Backyard, and there were tons of trees in the backyard. It practically looked like a jungle back there. There were so many trees back there. So many trees. So many trees and birds singing. His dad had this business, taking out things from buildings, and he found lots of things. And he brought lots of things home with him, and he needed a place to put it. And we always had lots of dogs. We had Scotty, the Scottish Terrier, and Mom. Well, he always used to go in the back of Mom's shoes all the time and eat crinolines out of the bathroom. And Great Danes and Belgian Shepherds, and they all needed a place to go. So we took down all the trees, and we always helped him. We helped him carry in truckloads of bricks. And he built brick walls in the basement, and he built brick flower cases that he filled with plastic flowers, all the plastic flowers from Aunt Clara's company. It was a big basement, and it had the same stereo down in the basement. The stereo in the basement. 625 and next to him, we always helped him. We always helped him and told him how strong he was.
I needed someone all the time. I needed someone all the time. I needed someone all the time.
And we helped him. Building all the walls and taking down walls, and in the kitchen he took down a wall. The kitchen where we used to have debates, he took down a wall and put another wall up in the living room. In the living room. And my brother helped too. We all did.
Try to have Richard help me. He never wanted to. You know, hey, if my father would have asked me to help him with anything, I would have been the most thrilled person in the world. Now what did he do? Pick up one brick? What are you laughing at?
And a living room. It was a lot different than the living room at 544 Hemlock Street. The living room had a red carpet. The living room had a red carpet. And wood-paneled walls. Well, Dad never quite got around to hammering the last panel into the wall. And we had a spool for a table in the living room. And we had red and white rococo couch in a living room with plastic covers in a living room. And a red carpet in a living room. Dad had lots of dogs and he'd always walk across the floor in the living room. And in the living room, in the living room, a black line going across the floor in the living room. Black line going across the floor in the living room. He'd come home and he'd walk across the floor in the living room. And Dad always liked things very clean when he came home, but he worked in a very dirty place. And when he'd walk across the floor in the living room, black line on the floor in the living room, going into the bedroom, the living room, going into the bedroom, into the bedroom, into the bedroom, into the coral-colored bedroom, past the living room, no light in the living room, no light in the living room, wood paneling in the living room, glass panel, wood not cabinet in the living room, in the living room, red carpet in the living room, plastic cover in the living room. I sit there and he stands and we punch him. How strong I am, how strong I am. In the living room, and he walks through the living room with his dog King at his side, the big black Belgian Shepherd King. In the living room, through the living room, and it's a black lion in the living room. And the floor's dirty in the living room, and I like it clean. The floor's dirty in the living room, and I like it clean. Into the bedroom, the bedroom, the coral-colored bedroom. Mom's lying in the bed, in the bedroom. Mom's in the bed, in the bedroom. She's been working all day, and she's lying in the bedroom. Cold tray on her lap, playing solitaire. She's playing solitaire. She's eating her lamb chops. She's watching TV. She's listening to her music. She's reading her books, Henry Miller novels, in the bedroom, in the bedroom. And she never demanded, she never demanded, she never demanded, she never demanded, she never demanded much from my father. She never demanded that he make more money, though she couldn't manage with the money that he had. She never demanded, she never demanded, she never demanded, and she always supported him. Take that new thing, take that new job. And she never demanded. In the bed in the car, colored room, she never demanded. She never demanded, but he demanded, he demanded, he demanded, he demanded, he demanded, he demanded too much from my mother. He demanded, he demanded, he demanded. Trojans read in the sliding headboard behind their bed, and he demanded. And she didn't demand, she didn't demand, she didn't demand, she didn't demand, she didn't demand. Don't listen to your stories, don't listen to your stories, don't listen to your stories. Don't demand for him to make love to you like you'd so like. And she knows what it would be like. She knows it from the books she reads. She knows it from the lamb chops she eats. She knows it from the music she listens to. She knows it from the books she reads. But she doesn't demand. 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 Only come home and punish the children. She doesn't demand. Clean, I want it clean. I want it clean. Clean. I want it. What do you want? 10 wax or 20? Strap her hand. What do you want? Honor. Honor. I want respect. Honor. I want respect. Honor. I want it clean. I want it. I work all day. I want it clean. This is a man's world. Very, very hard.
This is a man's world.
If a woman, if a woman does what I want her to do, if a woman does what I want her to do,
this is a,
she can have anything she wants from me. That's the man.
This is a
woman does.
I work very, very hard.
This is a man.
very, very hard.
This is a man.
Before dinner or after.
Very, very hard.
This is a man.
I work very, very hard.
This is a man.
There's no time at all, but you can't take time away from me. Not the time you haven't given. This is Dad taking his time. There's no time at all, but yes, he loves us and he's always thinking about us all the time. His time, his time, his time, his time. But what is his time? His time, his time. He never took a picture with a camera, because this way he can have the picture anyway. He likes his time, taking his time, and yes, I'm thinking about you all the time, and I love you, I love you, his time, I love you, I love you. You were always on my mind, you were always on my mind, you were always on my mind. Chest that holds the family jewels. We hold on to us round our necks.
Like I said, a lot of things that you say happened, I just don't remember. Maybe it was in my drinking days, who knows? I do remember when I did separate from your mother. I mean, I was in a bar from morning to night. I was drinking very, very heavy. Frank and I had a bar. This was an Italian neighborhood. I had friends that were, you know, little soldiers, you know. Well, they had their own little area for numbers and run numbers. Yeah, a lot of strength.
Drink, 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 drink
first thing that stopped me from drinking was the fact that I went to my brother. I was able to get away. Enjoyed the debate with you. I enjoyed dancing.
I enjoyed dancing.
I enjoyed the debate with you. I enjoyed dancing.
And I enjoyed dancing. And I enjoyed dancing. Dancing. Dancing in the basement with the artificial flowers and the brick bar. Dancing in the basement to the last song that Dad brought home and played on the record player, Since I Fell for You.
I enjoyed the basement with you. I enjoyed.
Just give love and never get love. You never let love depart. I know it's so, and yeah, I know I can get you out of my heart.
I was brought up in a Polish Jewish neighborhood.
He was
active all the time.
You took my love.
He was active all the time. We were always
fighting.
We were always fighting.
For you. Such misery and pain.
We were always fighting.
I guess I'll
never. We were always fighting. But there was always an honor, you know what I'm saying?
Since I fell for you. When it's too bad.
I enjoy.
And it's too sad. Sometimes he still sings, there was a boy,
there was a boy,
was a boy. I hear music when
there was a boy,
the wonderful dream of every school I ever knew, down deep in my heart, I hear it play, I feel it start. Strange enchanted boy.
There was a
boy. A very strange enchanted boy.
There was a boy.
A very strange enchanted boy.
Thank you. David Shea, Anthony Coleman, Dan Farkas. We're going to take a break and just improvise a little afterwards. Holly, Wally, doodle all day. Pa, ka, ta, ha, ha, ah, 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 mam, 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 pale man.
It's only a paper moon. It's only a dream of yesterday's romance. It's only the time of night when people want to dance. They hold their arms around you, then they cry on your pillow and they lie down next to strangers. And they say, don't. Crying. Stupid elephant, me chimera, chalicanum, you're a tossed.
Jirlipex to be the vadio do. King coo 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 coo. Get go coo 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 coo. Yeah, shula 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 shimmy. I think there's something wrong with chum 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 Vahna ma na jotia la papi ter estan cheche ke kem kom kene. E bota dala farra e mo cor o ia mia bie. Mi kwaswa si sin jele ki vi ki ken de du u mi zwa. Mo e, I mo e, ma o e e. Ado di les I jo e, mege, 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 tu. Make it bit, not the boy. You cook, 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 then it makes you lie, baby. Would you love them? I never was
with
with your emotions. You're under the grounds. Your psychology is, pop goes the weasel. You're out like a jack-in-the-box. Metal surrounds you. You can't imagine what I see before me. You can't imagine the clowns with little bells on their head turning around like in the window of a car. There's a wooden Chinese man whose head bobs back and forth. His head bobs back and forth. The little Chinese man, you see him, the back of the car window, somebody's pulling away and his head bobs up and down. He's painted wood, not metal like the Jack in the Box. He's painted. Yeah, we were blasted away like a furnace, like you know, up in satellite, up in the sky, with some guy in the da di da 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 da. And I thought I would you home like a dog on a chain looking for a bone, like a cat who purrs. Very tentatively, the little feet on the floor, running forth, gray and white, nothing black here, nothing too dark, nothing scary, nothing under the sheen. An octopus has garden in the rain. I wanted pain, I wanted pain, I wanted pain. I couldn't feel the pain. I wanted pain, I wanted pain, I wanted pain. I couldn't feel, I couldn't feel the rain upon my shoulder.
Goodbye.
Oh.
chicken and toast. Toast, toast to the town. Lavare chi benestio, Johnny Cheve, Civita Sassio, la bracca dei binghe beste, la ride gap. I gono barra, vai si shimmy, kimmy, 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 ride you now, know you're never gonna get out. Spread your wings, you know you're never gonna see the sky. And everybody knows the pie before your eyes is the one that is leading me home to my mama's place of the afternoon, where I go and I'm the one riding on the spoon, the woman who's got a little house in the moon. It's a fairy tale, a fairy tale, a fairy tale.
You don't know what love is until you found the meaning of the blues, until you heard who's lost and now lost.
Love.
Thank you, Anthony Coleman, David Shea, and Dan Farkas in there, and Roulette, and all of you for coming.